Hogg from the Congress Center at the World Economic Forum. Day one has just kicked off, or indeed will be doing so in the next few minutes. But we got an insight from Imtiaz Patel, chairman of MultiChoice, a company that's in the eye of the storm, if you like, as many of the big media businesses are. And it was interesting to get his thoughts on why he comes to the World Economic Forum so often. What are you hoping for this time round, Imtiaz?
I don't hope for anything. We always come with an open mind. There are lots of vexing questions in the world, in particular about South Africa. So we come here with an open mind, reflect, learn, and then form opinions.
And when you go home, how long does it take you? I often feel there's like distilled wisdom here. How long does it take to permeate through, if you like?
I think it's a bit of a process, right? You have a full busy day and then you reflect overnight and then you get data points and then you have another day tomorrow and then you have another day the next day. And then you pull it all together over weeks. You make notes, you reflect on the notes, and then you come to conclusions and then the world changes and you think those conclusions were completely out of the window. You've done this many, many times, right? And how many times have we been wrong in predicting what outcomes are? But, you know, I was here in the summer one. When was it? May. It was very interesting. And like one of the things that stood out for me, because I keep reflecting on like, what do you really learn here? And the one trend, you know, this move away from globalization and the localization of manufacturing, I heard it for the first time here. And when I see what's actually happening, it's manifesting in a very serious kind of way, right? So those are one of the kinds of trends that one kinds of picks up. And then what do you do about it, right? That's the other challenge, right? When you pick up a trend, when you pick up deep conversations around where you think people are saying the world is heading, how does it impact on you, on your business, on our country, all of those kind of things? And then what do we do about it?
What about knowledge and getting more knowledge? Now, a lot of the stuff that Professor Klaus Schwab, the founder, has been saying recently is that nobody really knows where we're going, but we are changing. And this process of transformation for the world could take 4 to 5 years. So it's, in a way, as a businessman, it's almost like there's a whole new canvas available.
Yeah, it does feel like there's a whole new canvas. Think about it. 2 weeks ago, there was very little talk about ChatGPT. And suddenly, in 2 weeks, people are saying it can upend jobs. It can reframe the way we get information. How do teachers mark a student's essay? Was it written by ChatGPT or not? What does that mean for our organization going back, right? What do we do with our call centers? Do we ask people to ask us questions via ChatGPT, via AI? So there's just so much going on, and it almost feels like the world needs to settle a little bit for us to breathe and get a sense. But I think we're probably in the eye of the storm, it feels like it in a little bit.
It's an interesting point. ChatGPT is not on the agenda formally, but you can be pretty sure that on some of the sessions it's going to be brought up, and at least then we can learn more about it.
Yeah, you're right. I looked for topics. It's not there because I think it's been sort of under the carpet for a long, long time and only emerged 2 weeks ago. I think some people are caught by surprise. There are obviously fourth industrial revolution and AI topics in general, but there's no question that will come up big time.
How many times have you been here? Because I remember at the summer meeting, we were both at a YouTube reception with Susan Wojcicki, the chief executive of YouTube. And I remember asking you, and I think you told me you're kind of the veteran around this place.
Not really. Probably about 5 times. Not really a veteran. But yeah, it's a very, very interesting place. I know that I saw your comments this morning about saying there are people out there who believe this is part of some other kind of global agenda and all of those kind of things, which I find fascinating. But essentially, I mean, one is here to learn, right? Understand, imbibe, deepen your knowledge. You made a very interesting comment. I think if you think it's expensive to gain knowledge, then think about how expensive it is to have no knowledge, right? And so we listen to what you say as well.
Imtiaz Patel is the chairman of MultiChoice. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.